With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
And Chris talking some baseball with a guy who knows a whole lot about it, Ken Rosenthal from The Athletic, and you see him on Fox Sports as coverage of Major League Baseball as well. Ken, how you doing? Good start to the season, huh?
Doing well, guys. Yes, very good.
Yeah, lots of excitement. Well, let's just start here in San Diego, where the Padres' new look offense exploded for 11 runs in four games, but still won three out of those four games because the young pitching that everybody's worried about was lights out.
Right, and it's so cool to see Paddock and Tatis up and playing and performing at a high level, at least to this point. I don't want to throw water on anything, but that was the Giants they just played.
Oh, we can throw some water on you with you. Don't worry.
You're just speaking the truth, Ken.
It looks like the Giants are going to be a little bit challenged this year, but hey, it is exciting to see what the Padres have done. And it's not just Machado, it's the kids as well, and another year of development for some of the other players. So I kind of like what I see, but obviously there's a long way to go.
Ken, let's just start in just Major League Baseball in general. After this first weekend has gone by, what are some of the observations that you might have noticed that some, you know, common baseball folks might not have?
Well, Tony, I was in Philly over the weekend, and I'm sure people did notice, but the electricity for Harper is off the charts.
Yeah.
And it actually stunned me a little bit. Tony, we did the Fox game Saturday, second game of the season, and his at-bats early on were like playoff at bat. The crowd was hushed. They were excited. There was an anticipation that I just was really taken aback by. So that was one thing for sure. And I think we're also seeing really quickly, besides the AL and the AL powers kind of losing right off the bat, you're seeing the NL Central and what a dogfight it's going to be.
Yeah.
I'm watching Pittsburgh St. Louis right now. They're 5-5 in extra innings. Pittsburgh is one of the weaker teams in that division, and yet they've got a really good rotation, and they're going to compete. So in the NL East, in the NL Central, and maybe even the NL West, if the Padres are legit and the Rockies are good again, you're going to see some really good races.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think the National League's deeper than the American League. Ken Rosenthal is with us talking some baseball here. Early season observations. The Dodgers went crazy, and I'm sure you can – we can throw a little water on that, but I don't know that Arizona's pitching staff is that bad. I mean, to give up, 14 home runs, 42 runs, the Dodgers seem a little serious about getting back to the World Series right now, it looks like.
They are serious, and I know their fans have been disappointed the last 2 years by the ultimate outcome. But from an outside perspective, let's look at it like this. You're a Padres fan. Your team goes to the playoffs six straight years, World Series back-to-back years. Are you happy?
I think Pretty happy.
Yeah, so their fans should be happy, and they've got another really good team again. Pollock, if he stays healthy, is going to be a great addition, has been great so far, and they're just deep, and that's the thing with the Dodgers. Okay, Kershaw is down right now. Clearly they need him, but if they don't have him and they don't have Rich Hill, they can still pitch, and if Jansen goes down, they've got bullpen options. Dylan Floro so far has been really brilliant. So that team still looks like the class of the division, maybe the class of the league.
Ken Rosenthal joins us here on the SDC CU Fan Hotline. Ken, I want to ask you a little bit about the Indians, because that's been a team that the Padres have reportedly had some conversations with about their top two pitchers. When you look at Lindor's injury, how much of an impact of is that going to have? If their guys are healthy and they're at the top of the division, are they still looking at moving a guy like Trevor Bauer? Or is it going to be depending on, you know, where they are in the standings if they make those type of moves?
Tony, I don't know that they've ever been looking to do that.
Okay.
The Padres clearly are looking to add starting pitching, and my guess is that they were pushing it. Now, I don't know that for a fact, but what we reported, Dennis Lynn and I, yesterday, is that the Padres did make a serious push for Bauer right as the season was starting. Clearly, it didn't happen. Now, when a trade doesn't happen, it doesn't happen for multiple reasons, and we can only guess at them. Most likely, they didn't match up.
Right.
Padres didn't offer what the Indians wanted. But the Indians' motivation here is also something that is not clear. It would surprise me if they would want to do something like that right now, unless they were absolutely overwhelmed, and I don't know what that would take. Now, as the season goes on, there will be many opportunities developing to acquire starting pitching, and I'm not sure the Indians will be one of them.
Right.
Because it stands to reason that they might be in a more significant race than they thought. So the Twins kind of took it to them the last couple of days to some degree, but they've got no Lindor, they've got no Kipnis right now. It's not their team. So we're going to have to see how this plays out. I was disappointed in the Indians' offseason. I thought it was not creative and not aggressive. They felt almost it seemed like the division was theirs, and that was going to be that. We'll see how it all transpires as the season progresses.
Ken Rosenthal, Fox Sports Television, The Athletic, baseball guru. Love your work, Ken, and it's very nice of you to join us on the program out here in San Diego. If the Padres, let's just say they made an offer to Dallas Keuchel that met Keuchel's demand, would there be anything to keep Dallas Keuchel from coming to San Diego other than the fact that the Padres just don't want to pay that kind of money?
Well, if they paid him what he wanted, he would come.
Okay.
That's the lesson of free agency from the start of free agency.
Yeah.
Now, and I'll give an example. Bryce Harper. I heard various times during the offseason he didn't want to go to Philadelphia. He didn't want to play for Gabe Kaplan.
Yeah.
Guess what? He's playing in Philadelphia, and he's playing for Gabe Kaplan, and he seems kind of happy about it. Why? Because they gave him the money he wanted. And that generally is the case. Manny Machado, I don't know that you would have associated the Padres with him at the start of the offseason. Eric Hosmer, the offseason before that. No, these guys were not obvious San Diego targets necessarily, but because the money aligned, then obviously they had much more of an interest than they might have before. So, therefore, if the Padres give Keuchel what he wants, Keuchel's coming. Now, the question is what he wants. I don't really know at this point. And that's one of the difficulties in assessing what's going on here. At this point, you would think he just wants the pitch, but he might have another idea. And maybe he wants to wait until after the draft, or at least have that option when the draft pick compensation would go away and it might be a little easier for him. I don't know. But at the same time, if the Padres pay him, just as if they paid Machado, they're going to get their man.
Ken, I want
to... question. Let me add one thing on that, guys.
Yeah.
The question is, from the Padres' perspective, and I could hear a fan in my head say, well, just pay him! But there is a figure in mind, or a term and parameter in mind, that they don't want to go past.
Right.
And you can understand that. They're not going to do something in their minds that is stupid. So that's the negotiation that takes place and kind of goes on all the time.
Ken, when you look at the start Will Myers is off to, is it as simple as this being the Manny Machado effect, like he steps into the lineup and it just takes a lot of pressure off of guys? Or, I mean, listen, I know Will has shown potential like this in the past, and I know it's only been four games, but he just looks to be in a different place as far as when he's up at the plate, not shouldering the organizational load that he used to.
Tony, that certainly could be part of it. But at the same time, this guy is a talented guy.
Yeah.
And always has been. Remember, he was one of the top prospects in the game, and if you want to go back a few years, when the Royals traded him for Shields, the Royals fans freaked out like you can't believe.
That's right.
And I remember writing, hey, wait a second. This could work out, and it did work out. They got Shields and Wade Davis and helped them win a World Series. But that's how highly he was thought of. So that talent has not gone away, and I know talking to him this spring, he had lost some weight. He wanted to be more limber in preparation to play the outfield. I don't know how much his different conditioning has come into play, but it's not a shock that Will Myers can hit because he's hit in the past. He's got that ability.
Ken Rosenthal with us. We could talk baseball all day. I just want to ask you real quick about the AL East because you have to. It's the law. We have to talk about the Yankees and Red Sox real quick. John Carlos Stanton goes on the injured list today. They've already got Aaron Hicks. The Yankees do on the DL or the IL. New York lost 2 out of 3 to Baltimore, so I imagine that the whole island of Manhattan is on edge today. That and the fact that the Red Sox go to Seattle and drop 3 out of 4 and their pitching staff gets beat up. So which of those two teams has more reason for concern, or does either team have any reason for concern?
I'm not sure either team has real reason for concern just yet. The Red Sox rotation is a bit of a worry only because they pitched so deep into the playoffs last year, won the World Series. They kind of brought those guys on slowly this spring in hopes of just taking it easy with them a little bit, giving them a little bit of a cushion. Sometimes that works. Sometimes short-term there's pain. You just don't know how it's going to play out. So for all of these teams, there are always some concerns, but put it this way. The American League, we talked about this a little bit before, we almost know who the playoff teams are.
Yeah.
I don't see anybody beating out the Yankees and Red Sox for 2 wild cards. They're going to get one of the wild cards, and one of them's going to win the division.
Fair enough, Ken. As always, great talking with you. Have a great season. Look forward to reading your stuff and watching your work. It's very nice of you to join us in San Diego. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Ken.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, Tony. Take care.
All right, there he is, Ken Rosenthal from The Athletic and Fox Sports national baseball reporter. On the SDCCU fan hotline, you can earn 2.5% APY on a 16-month certificate from SDCCU. Visit any of their 43 branch locations and open your account today. Details at sdccu.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.